Oh my god, you made it. Come here. I need to give you a hug. How are you? Good? Oh my god. So, it's been... what, like 3, maybe 4 years? Oh my gosh. I've really missed you, you know? When I heard that you were couch surfing and hitting up all your old friends over here, I was really hoping that you hadn't forgotten about me. No, I'm not getting all cutesy and reminiscent on you. I might not look like such a tomboy anymore, but I mean, I can still take you. Yeah, okay. Whatever, guy. Let's just put on a movie and... Well, we've got so much catching up to do. I mean, I'll even let you pick what we're, you know, not gonna be watching because we're catching up, but... I have this whole selection of one movie. The Sandlot. Yeah? Excellent choice. Just like old times. Man, I lost track of how many times we watched this when we were kids. But it was way too many. But, since it's kind of, like, bothering me, how are you and your girlfriend getting on? Like, last I heard, you'd moved in together, this cozy little family, the next you're just staying with whoever will have you. So what's happening? What? She cheated on you? Oh. Well, I guess that explains everything. Why you're back here? Wow. Wait. What do you mean she doesn't know that you're back here? Why would she need to... You didn't leave her, did you? You took her back. Oh my god. When did you become such a pushover? Okay. You know what? You're right. We haven't hung out in years. I'm not gonna ruin it by getting angry with you about that slut. Fine. Okay. But, that also doesn't mean that I can't at least try to make you feel better, right? So, time to make this our first official adult hangout, okay? So let's get some alcohol in here. Yes, I'm serious. Come on, nothing cures the blues like some booze. Yeah, that was terrible. Shut up. Here, drink up. Oh wow, okay, so you're really going for it, huh? I don't blame you. As long as you don't puke in my living room, I am okay with you drinking however much you want. Oh, come on, Kai. I thought we were done with that topic. Okay, fine. No, I don't dislike your girlfriend. I hate her so much. So you think I don't know that she's the reason we haven't spoken in years? We were best friends since we were 11 years old, and then she gets jealous, and that's it. That's all for me. You would think that after 8 years of friendship, she wouldn't even think that there's anything to worry about. But here we are. And then she just goes and cheats on you anyway. Nobody deserves that, least of all you. But you mean you kind of do? No, you don't. There's nothing wrong with settling with someone. Look, can we just move on? Watch the movie? This is really not the ideal way of going about cheering you up. Oh. Well, somebody's feeling confident after that drink, aren't they? You want to know why I almost look like a girl now? Okay. No, I'm kidding. Call it. Well, after a while, I just got tired of keeping my hair short. So I just kind of leave it until it gets annoying. And then, you know, I just cut it all over again. As for clothes, well, baggy stuff just got boring and guys' clothes kind of sucks these days, so. I'm into girly stuff now. Oh, really? I'm lying. Yeah, well, how would you know, smart guy? All this time and you still think you know me so well. Alright, I will tell you the truth, but you asked for it, so don't complain when you feel all guilty, okay? When you stopped talking to me and I figured out why, I was, not gonna lie, I was kind of annoyed at first. And I figured I couldn't get by without you. Like, who needs you anyway, you know? Well, I did. I couldn't do it, so I figured if I got myself a boyfriend, then she wouldn't be so jealous of me. And we can go back to the way things were. So I let my hair get long. I learned how to use some makeup. And I dressed like as much as a girl as I can even stomach. Turns out I kind of liked it. And I just stuck with it. No. I never ended up with the boyfriend. Well, you know, at least not for long. I never had much trouble finding guys. Apparently, I look kind of cute sometimes, but my standards were just a little too high. They were high because none of them were you. You idiot. Yes, I mean it. I like you. You moron. I always did. Well, not always, but as we started growing up, it just kinda happened. I can't believe you never noticed. You think I spoke to every boy all day, every day without fail? Helped everybody sneak out to sleep over at mine when their parents wouldn't allow it? occasionally conveniently forgot that I was in my underwear when you showed up, and there is nobody but you. You're so dense. I bet all that time, you didn't even see me as a girl, did you? Just another one of the... What? Wait, say that again. No, not that, but you did like me. Why didn't you say something? You thought it was wrong because we were friends, so you tried to get over it by getting with her. So, wait, when you said you deserved it for settling, you didn't mean settling with her. You meant settling with her over me. No, just... oh my god, shut up. Stop. Please just shut up and come here. Shut up. All those years of wondering. And you don't disappoint. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't think about it. She doesn't deserve you, especially not after what she did. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll have to take your mind off of it. What do you mean, what am I doing? What's it look like? I'm unzipping your pants, you idiot. See? You're hard already. So perfect. Nah, shut up. It's not the biggest or the thickest, but that doesn't matter. It's yours, and that's why it's perfect. Now, please just shut up. Shut up so I can put your cock in my mouth. Tastes so good. Here, help me take my shirt off. I'll take care of the shorts. Well, I guess I wish I could say I was wearing sexy underwear on purpose, but oh, you got lucky, guy. I had nothing else to wear this morning. But do you like it? the way the lace sits against my skin. My tits might not be big, but they sure look good in this bra, don't they? Don't you think? Rub your thumb on my clit. Just like that. Let's go to my room. It'll be easier than on the couch. Please just follow me. Much better. Both really nice and comfy. But come on. I want you to fuck me like a real girl. Let me feel that cock. Come on. Come on. Pin me down and fuck me nice and hard. Please. watching my little tits bounce while I write you. Wait, not yet. Wait. I want you to come in my mouth. Oh, God. That was so good. Oh. Are you okay? Because you're not sleeping on the couch tonight. You're gonna stay right here. Stay with me. And in the morning, you're gonna call that slot, and you are finally gonna leave her. And then I'll tell her all about the details of what happened tonight. So, ready to go again?